Mr. President. Mr. President. Mr. President.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Haldeman for you now.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Well, the radio is an easy way to do it.
Well, I think it's a damn good way, too.
Yeah. I was saying to, I was just talking to Alex and a couple, and to Chuck Cole. We might do a few more. The point being that it's a very easy way. It's a way to cover substance. All these assholes are saying we're not talking about it. We're all negative and the rest. Just put it out.
Yep.
Who can squeal?
Very hard to.
Now, it's hard for, we need a little bit better coordination and preparation so I don't get four drafts, but it's all right. It worked out. But the whole thing is, when you do it in a quiet way. You can make the points and be in the papers.
It's so infinitely better when you sit in a room and listen to a radio and listen. And,
mm-hmm.
and it was, I know you felt there were things wrong with that, the simplistic...
The draft?
Yeah.
Well, there were things wrong, but that's why I worked on it all day.
But where
we changed it.
Where you came out, and the changes were drastically for the better, but the sort of civics lecture basics in it were awfully good.
About the Congress, that's right. That's Ehrlichman. That was very good. Excellent.
And that explaining it, and the explanation of was pure FDR of you know, that this is like your family, everybody running out and spending money with what the other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was as close to an FDR fireside chat as there's
right. The thing about it, incidentally, get them busy immediately on a good farm speech with particular emphasis on farm exports and freedom and the rest. That's what to do, and I should do that in Chicago when I'm there, if not earlier. See?
Okay.
Because the farm speech, the way to handle these special interest groups is to make speeches on radio. That make a difference whether, you know, you can make a farm speech or you can make one of the two-eyed chimpanzees, and
exactly.
Nobody gives a damn.
And then get it out to them.
Get it out to them. One should be, I think we ought to also hit the aid to private schools in a radio speech.
Okay.
You don't need to do a letter. Just hit it. And that'll be have an enormous impact among the people that we need. And, but, you see, I know that the, and I agree with Schitt to an extent that feeling is mainly to sort of the high level, our goals for the future, dreams for America and all that. That's fine. One, maybe at most two on that. But as far as votes, that's good for the intellectuals. As far as votes, hit the thing that hits them. That's why I wrote in the stuff on welfare on this, see?
Yep.
Make the welfare point again.
That paragraph was great, too. Was marvelous, because I got your...
Okay, well, and that's why I wrote in the thing about their $100 billion budget. People have forgotten that. So hit them again on it.
Yep.
Then it isn't arguing with them. It's simply stating a fact. Now they'll answer.
Yep.
Otherwise, it would have been too bland, Bob. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
For me just to go on radio and talk about a $250 billion ceiling with a civic lecture is too bland.
Mm-hmm.
We had to have a couple of needles in there to make it, to raise it to the level where it's newsworthy. The 4-year commitment for no taxes, a commitment to the property tax relief. That's all in there. We said it all before, but it'll be repeated. But in any event, I think that the idea, if we can get the speech team to, you know, get humping. I mean, you can do one up here. You know, that'll drive McGovern right up the wall too, because he's out trying to make these speeches to audiences.
Yep.
So I'll just radio the goddamn things.
And that's just a terrible thing to have to do in
mm-hmm.
the audience. And that must drive him just as nuts as it does you.
That's right.
You're torn between that.
The live audience. And
whether you go to the audience and try to get them to respond or whether you go to the subject.
But you see, the beauty of this thing is that we can hit the substance. We can hit it with, and radio is not an insignificant audience. Nobody can say we aren't discussing the issues.
Okay.
And you get it one night. But I'd crack one again before we go to Atlanta, even.
You probably had 5 million people who heard the speech today.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, they build it up. If we could get Ray going on one, we could go on next week. I don't want to go on national defense because, maybe we shouldn't, because that's going to be the big issue, and I'm trying to get Coulson and the rest. He said that the PR guys can't get a Vietnam ad ready, huh? Or anything on amnesty or anything at this point. We're frozen in.
We can't, but there's a real... We can't do anything that's going to do us any good. We don't.
Well, that don't do it then.
We've got the points in the things we're doing. We've got the amnesty.
The only thing is that you may well find that the way campaigns go, that the big issue for the next 2 weeks may be Vietnam. And there really ought to be an ad about he wants to turn Vietnam over to communist. And there ought to be one on amnesty. But if we can't get it, we can't get it.
We can sure make the point.
Yeah, we'll try in our speeches and everything, but we'll see. We'll see how it works.
Yeah, part of it will depend on what he comes out with on Vietnam, too. We were going to try and blanket that speech, but
you can't tell.
Well, you got to schedule ahead. We may get caught at it.
Yeah.
I mean, we could call it the wrong thing.
That's right.
And it's better if we can handle it with the speeches.
Right.
I told you, he's got a massive...
I know. Well, we'll see. We'll see what he comes on.
Both sides and during.
Right? And also, if he talks about this subject, he's going to find it's damn hard to talk about just as we do. They'll just, the main thing they'll squeal about, well, we didn't end the war in 4 years. So, but then our people just got to come back hard and fast on everything he's done wrong.
Well, we're pushing very hard this stuff. We've got some awfully good Vietnam commercials on that point.
Have we?
Yeah.
Good. Well, use that then.
Have those
been used yet?
No, not on network.
Run them heavily, heavily, heavily this week. You must do it. I think it's very important because if they're going to have a program that deals with this, you know, that isn't going to be heard by as many as we think. But our commercials could go in there, don't you think so?
Yep.
If you got some good ones, those are the positive ones. Good, good. That's good. Okay.
I think that was good exercise.